I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Avenue Beat, isn't it? F-2020. It's a low-key F-2020. It's kind of the theme song for this year. You know, I don't want to put a bad light on it, but... Man, this year. Woo.
It's not your favorite.
It's going to be a great day, though. We're going to grab this day and give it a good shake and throw it down. And we got you. It's going to be awesome.
I know what's going to happen. My goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I want to murder today. It's gonna be...
Oh, murder. Oh,
oh yeah. I'm going to get it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, throw it down and do it. Oh, I'm going to bang today.
Well, I don't know. I don't go to murder. Sorry. My mind doesn't work like that.
Isn't that where we all go? Like, yeah, that's, I don't. In the end, you can always murder it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. This is something nice that we're doing here at the Alice. We've done it for years, actually, and it's the stair climb. It's for first responders. It raises money. And this is our way of doing it this year. As you know, we can't all gather and huff and puff up a giant building, all 20 right. stories, 30 stories, whatever it is. But this Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. So we're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb this year. Just because you can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that you can't still participate and raise funds for first responders. Anyone can step, climb, swim, or run from anywhere. You can complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th. And for more information, go to radioalice.com/SFStairClimb to find more information out.
Sounds exactly like Christina ran the Wharf to Wharf here virtually, which was... which is an annual race here in Santa Cruz that is, everyone loves it. And so it wasn't quite the event that everyone expects, but it was still, she still ran it. She timed it on her watch and she was able to participate. And that's, it sounds great. It works.
So she registered, which yes. I assume you do for this as well. You register, you commit to doing the thing, mm-hmm. and then you submit whatever your time is.
Exactly right.
Right. So that's, it's nice. You know, this is... Boy, if we ever need our first responders, it's right now when the whole world is shut down. Those are the people out on the front lines. And when you're in trouble, that's who you call. And they suffer from some of the stuff that they go through. So this is a great way to keep them mentally healthy.
We have a fireman on our street, actually. And he has the fireman flag out front. And whenever we walk by his house, I always remind my girls, a hero lives there.
What does the fireman flag look like?
It's black and white with a red mm-hmm. stripe right across the middle. It's an American flag that's black and white with a red stripe across the middle. So, oh. And the same flag, policemen fly with a blue stripe across the middle. And sometimes it's a blue and red stripe, whether that's, you know, the someone who's done both jobs or just someone who supports both.
Oh, there
both.
It is. Oh, that's
there
really, that's really cool.
That's it.
Well, there it is. We are your firefighters. Thanks, firefighters. Thanks, policemen. Thanks all the people who were there when, you know, you are at
when
your
we
worst.
Call. Right.
When we call you, there you are. So thanks. We need you. The Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the whole country at this moment. In the world, even. We'll start with number 100. It's Don Toliver and After Party. I don't know if this is anything like the parking lot party, but... Don Toliver's got an after party song. It's It's been on the charts for 15 weeks. It peaked at number 57, and here it is at number 100. Okay, I pull up. Hop out at the after party. You and all your friends, yeah, they love to get naughty. Sipping on it, and I know you love that Bacardi. 1942, I take you back in the Rari. Okay, I pull up. Hop out at the after party. You and all your friends. I guess because I was thinking parking lot party, I was kind of expecting a country tune.
Nope.
That's not what I got. At number 10, we're going to skip up, skip a few. At number 10 is Blueberry Faygo, a song by Lil Mosey. What's a Blueberry Faygo? Is this just something I'm not hip to?
I forget.
Oh, you know?
I looked it up before.
You
know?
Oh, you looked it up.
Well, that's what you do. You don't know.
It's what you got to do. I do it all the time. Yep.
Yep. It's no shame in looking something up. Oh, I don't know what that is. Let me look at what it is.
I sure hope Glass Animals is somewhere on this list. Their new album is excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're not on the list.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could play you one just to make you happy. I like
no, I've been playing the album nonstop. It's excellent.
So it's number one at your house.
It's right a now. Drink. Sorry.
Yeah, apparently it's a soft drink.
Blueberry Faygo.
Yeah.
Oh, we did look this up. That does sound familiar. Huh. Well, it's at number 10. Chris Brown and Young Thug, a song called Go Crazy, Go Crazy, Go Crazy, Go Crazy.
Oh, we love this song in my house. Yeah, this is amazing. Oh, this is great. I love this song.
Can't believe it's finally broken into the top 10.
Go Crazy, Go Crazy. Go crazy. Oh, I'm off, aren't I?
It's fine. Oh, we're all off. We're all in delay. Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. I'm gonna say I like Vinny's version better. You know, no offense, Chris Brown. And Young Thug. Alright, at number 8. And falling 2 weeks ago, it was number one on the charts. Taylor Swift's Cardigan is at number 8 this week. But I knew you dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. I knew you. I'm sure we'll hear that in an hour anyway. At number 7 is Josh, like J-A-W-ish. Josh, 685, and Jason Derulo with a song called Savage Love, Laxed Siren Beat. That's the TikTok theme. If I woke up without you, I don't know what I would do. Thought I could be single forever till I met you. Usually don't be falling, falling fast. You got a way of keeping me so good. Oh my God, I can't get enough of it.
What's the deal with you sending me a TikTok this morning?
I thought you'd enjoy it.
No, I did enjoy it, but I was like, is this what's going on over on TikTok? They got celebrities dancing in swimsuits to songs.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, if you follow like any of the big names, they've all got TikToks and you can watch them do dumb things and take on whatever challenge is happening on TikTok. I sent you Vanessa Hudgens, right?
Yeah.
I actually think that's an Instagram post, but it looks very... was it? I think it was Instagram. But it was... it's her and like a couple people, and she is dancing her ass off. I was thinking to myself, Vinny would love this. I'm going to send that to Vinny.
Let me see here.
Didn't I send it to you on Instagram?
You sent it to me on Instagram, but I believe...
it's a TikTok that got sent? Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. Here it is. She writes, happy birthday to my only friend that teaches me TikTok choreography.
Oh.
I love you, Bobby Newberry. Ooh. So I think she did this on TikTok and also posted it to Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's where you saw it. But
the bottom line is, Vanessa Hudgens, smoking, turns out.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. She looks good. And she's, I will say, of the three people performing the dance, because it's her and two people, she's the most enthusiastic about it. I mean, just snapping.
Well, it really is her page. She better come
She's
got to
put on a show. Mm-hmm. And nice bikini, too. Very cute. I can't remember what it looks like. Billie Eilish is debuting in sixth place with her song, My Future. This is its first week on the charts. Love this tune. I've changed.
changed my plans, 'cause I'm in love with my future.
The video for this is kind of like an anime imagining of her walking through the forest and being twined up in vines. It's so dreamy. Bryn often plays that when we've got the song going on. It's really neat. Okay, moving into the top five here. At number five is St. John and a song called Roses. At number four, we've got The Weeknd. Boy, this song is hanging in there, man. Blinding Lights. We can't get enough of it. Still one of the best. All right, enough of that one. Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. Jack Harlow's song, What's Poppin', is number three.
I can put a ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. Sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo. Told pull, he a fool with it. Told her, don't let her friends know. In the
bill, and I move like. At number two is Rockstar, that's DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch.
Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
And your new number one, a song you are very familiar with, and I don't know why it suddenly jumped up to first place, but here it is. It jumped up six places. Maybe he did an appearance everyone thought was wonderful. Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. This is your number one song. Woo! Watermelon Sugar. All right, there you go. There's the best songs in the whole wide world. Who topped Forbes' list of the highest paid actors? This is, by the way, the first time in a while that the list was not dominated by Marvel actors. So there's a number one is the same guy as last year. So if you want to make a guess, feel free. But there's some new faces on here as well and some surprising ones also.
Well, it's a weird year. I mean, I don't think that anything's been released. So... yeah, I don't have any guesses. I haven't seen anything that wasn't a cartoon.
Like June to June is when the ranking is. It's not it's their fiscal year, I guess. So Forbes says at number 10, it's Jackie Chan, $40 million, mostly from the Chinese box offices and his endorsements there. Adam
He's
Sandler,
also a singer too. He's a popular Chinese singer.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan, he sells records as well.
Oh. Yeah, he sells records as well. I think hot too. He's pretty hot in the charts.
Is that so? I think you've played us something from Jackie Chan. Are you a big Jackie Chan fan?
I don't understand Chinese, so no, I don't listen to that music, but I know that he's...
No, I mean, just as an actor.
Oh,
I mean,
hell yeah.
Arts moves.
Have you seen Rumble in the Bronx? Like,
Sorry, I haven't.
His choreography is ridiculous. It's like impossible. Like, it's like the hardest thing you can do.
You think he's really doing it all? There's no CG in that? And...
no, I mean, this is like old movies, and they show his outtakes and his bloopers where he like breaks his ankle.
Oh.
It's pretty serious. You should see it. The ones that where he's like using props. It's crazy. It's like he's
next
probably one
time,
of the best. I'd
next
say.
Time we hang out, you can show me a highlights reel. I don't want to watch a whole.
You know what
movie.
I think about him often when his name comes up is it Chris Tucker that he made the Rush Hour movies
Rush
with?
Rush Hour, yeah.
Chris Tucker is the reason there aren't 15 Rush Hour movies. Like, that would be Jackie Chan's every 2 years. He'd be able to crank out an American hit, and Chris Tucker won't do it. I don't know what that guy's problem is. They had a hit on their hands, and I think they only have they made three, or was it just two? I don't know, but
there might be three.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely saw the first Rush Hour.
Yeah, they're fun. And you see Jackie Chan doing his thing, and they're pretty good. But
well, Jackie Chan is number 10 on the list with $40 million. At number 9 is Adam Sandler, who made $41 million, mostly thanks to his deal with Netflix. The thing with Netflix, it helped boost earnings for many of the people on this list. They paid him $31 million, 75% of what he made for the whole year, as part of his four-film, $250 million deal that he signed back in 2014. And I think they just signed him to another deal, too.
They're, good for him.
Nobody got more from Netflix than Sandler, in percentage terms, I should say. But yeah, there it is. It's a fresh deal that he signed in January, reportedly worth even more than the first one. So congratulations to him.
Wow.
I know. So he's number nine with $41 million. Will Smith made $44 million last year. Good for eighth place. Lin-Manuel Miranda made $45 million. Mostly from Hamilton, probably, but he's... Didn't he do all the music for Moana?
He did everything. He's... I like that guy because of Moana, not because of Hamilton. That's for sure.
I don't know what you got against Hamilton. Just because
You know exactly what I got
against
Hamilton.
It wasn't like Lin-Manuel took your money, or they took it. You're the one who freely gave your money.
No, oh, my... Oh.
At number... Well, you did. You pulled out your credit card, read the number off.
All right.
At number six is... Oh, they don't have a number seven in here. Hold on, let me check my other thing here. At number... So Lin-Manuel was number seven. Akshay Kumar is at number six. And he is...
Who?
Akshay Kumar. He made $48 million. He's a Bollywood guy. Bollywood. Rolling it in. In fact, I read something where they're trying to get him to do some American thing as well. So we may get to know that guy at some point. Right now, though, he's just Akshay Kumar.
Right.
Number five is Vin Diesel. He made $54 million last year. Ben Affleck is at number four. He made $55 million. Mark Wahlberg, who mostly produces stuff now. He's got a lot of... He does his own acting stuff, but he is the exec producer behind a lot of stuff. And he made $58 million last year. Number two on this list, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds quietly pulled in $71.5 million. Let me see if I can find out why here. What could it be? Netflix's current Golden Boy. $20 million a piece on Six Underground and Red Notice. And then they shelled out for a third film, which means, you know, more money for him. So he's another one of the people who benefited from Netflix just saying, here, let's throw money at this. That'll work. And it has. And number one, for the second year in a row, with $87.5 million, it's The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
He makes the most money. Netflix paid, let's see, all of those top 10 collectively earned $545 million. A quarter of that was Netflix money. The streaming giant paid $140+ million worth to the top, to six of the top 10. So congratulations to all of them, all the rich
Great
people.
Job.
Yeah. One in four people have added a new streaming subscription during the quarantine. Not surprising at all, since you're
we
not
did.
Going anywhere.
We added
Which one,
Disney
added
Plus.
Oh. Were you watching Handmaid's Tale before the pandemic started?
I don't think so, but I don't even think we're watching it on Hulu. I can't remember.
Getting it
we
somewhere
bought.
Else?
Yeah, we had to buy it. We bought the entire seasons.
I was going to say, because if you have Hulu, you should watch
the
remake of the Stephen King book.
You're correct. In which one?
The JFK one. 11.
Oh, I watched that. I got that.
Oh, you did.
I got
Hulu great.
For the week for the free first free month. Watched it and then got rid of it. And I think there was a free week. And that's why we started Handmaid's Tale again, and that's what it hooked me, mm-hmm. but it didn't hook me to Hulu. It hooked me to, I'm just going to buy it because I don't want to be on any more subscription services at all, ever.
It's saying here, basically, 60% of respondents back in February had Netflix. Now 63% do. Amazon Prime is up from 38% to 44%. Hulu's up 25% to 33%. Disney Plus, everyone loves the Disney Plus. If you got kids, you got to get Disney Plus.
Right.
That's up from 29% back in February to 32% now. So people are, that's what we do. We stream stuff. Oh, shoot. I'm out of time. I've got a, I know I got a germaphobe story and I'll save it. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, Canada's mad. Get ready
Uh-oh.
For this.
Oh, well,
and
so,
also,
sorry about it.
Dating site for people who don't want to wear masks.
Oh.
So I've got that and more after
Sounds
these.
Risky.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.